Welcome back to the Ryer on YouTube channel. Travis Ryer back with you on a Saturday afternoon in the South. Going to take you through the first quarter of Alabama-Missouri homecoming at the Capstone 2024. We are moments away from kickoff at Bryant-Denny Stadium. There's been some interest in the lead up to this game in terms of player availability, really where both teams are concerned. We'll get into some of that as we get you ready for kickoff. And then again, we'll go play by play with our reaction to the events of the opening quarter of Alabama Mizzou. Now we did this for Vanderbilt in Alabama. Didn't go so well. We weren't exactly a good luck charm for the Crimson Tide when we rolled this out for Vandy and Bama, but hey, we'll see what happens. And again, you're free to chime in here in the comments. There's Bob checking in. We can always count on Bob. And then also RTR Mimi with a Roll Tide as we get ready for the Crimson Tide and Mizzou. Bob, I know you probably thought about that where Alabama Vandy is concerned the last time we got together for one of these, but we'll keep it fun. We'll try to give you as much insight as we can. Again, from an injury perspective, I'm going to pull some of that up right now, as a matter of fact. Let's see here. The final availability report for Alabama and Missouri right here, as you can see. For Missouri, of note, Nate Noel, leading rusher for the Tigers, out for this game. The Appalachian State transfer will not play against Alabama today. Brady Cook, the starting quarterback, in the lead up to this game, would he play, would he not? As we've learned here in pregame warmups in the last 15 minutes or so, Brady Cook will give it a go for the Missouri offense at the quarterback position. Going to be interesting for him, though, because mobility is a pretty big part of his game. You know, he is the ultimate gamer type, really gutty guy, talented enough. He's got those receivers on the outside in Burden and Weiss, but not having maybe as much of a threat at the running back position could be problematic for Brady Cook today. We'll see how Eli Drinkwitz and also offensive coordinator Kirby Moore for Missouri go about usage with Brady Cook, because he can do some things with his legs, but playing with an ankle issue, I would think the load in terms of the run game would be lessened by design. And then for Alabama, you see it right there, Keon Saab out at the safety position. Looks like Bray Hubbard is going to get that first career start alongside Malachi Moore. And then Red Morgan, game time decision at the Husky position. It does look like Devontae Smith will be the guy at the Husky. So some things to keep an eye on for an Alabama secondary, as we've seen, not afraid to rotate things in and out there on the back end. And so with that, Alabama kicks the football into the air at Bryant-Denny Stadium, and it is going for a touchback here to start things off. So Missouri on offense to start the football game, an offense that does incorporate the tight end, but I do think you'll see a good bit of 11 personnel from Missouri. That means three wide receivers. Alabama doesn't really matter much defensively. They're going to play those five defensive backs pretty much at all times. And again, we'll see if Missouri can muster much on the ground. Wasn't able to do that last week, really, against the Auburn Tigers. And so Missouri comes out in a pistol look with those three wide receivers, and Cook going to work the quick game. No surprise here, as Luther Burden, the star wide receiver, getting a quick touch in the quick game, but Malachi Moore right there in support makes a nice stop. No gain, maybe minus a yard there. Going to bring up a second and long for the Missouri offense. And Alabama, in terms of that front seven, about what you would expect it look like to open the game. Tim Smith in there at one end, Jamarian Latham at another, Tim Keenan there in the middle of that defensive line. Of course, Deontay Lawson, Jahad Campbell at those inside linebacker positions. Also, Justin Jefferson in the game. And here comes a late arriving, kind of a delayed look there from Jahad Campbell, and that's going to go for a sack. So the Alabama defense here setting the tone perhaps early. I think this might have been a zone pressure. I don't think it was five-man pressure. We'll see here. Kane Womack likes to drop him out. Yeah, he just brings Jahad late to back. It's one of the things too, when you don't have your first back in there, pass protection looked like a little bit of a confusing situation there for Carroll, the Missouri back, and Jihad really unimpeded gets home on Brady Cook. That's going to bring up a third and 18 for Missouri. 2x2 set. This is kind of Tennessee looking here with the 2x2 and the wide splits. Cook against the four-man pass rush hits the middle of the field. That's his tight end for a pickup of about 11, 12 right there, but it's going to bring up a fourth down. And how about that? A three and out for the Alabama defense, a defense looking to put together two good halves. Really impressive in the first half last week up at Tennessee. And gets off the field here against the Missouri offense to get things going. And with that, it will be a Missouri punt. And we did see Jefferson on the field some with Jihad Campbell and Deontay Lawson there in that opening series. It is a high hanger. And Cole Adams, the dependable one, even with that bulky elbow brace, makes a fair catch there of that punt. Alabama in relatively pretty good position here, as here comes Jalen Milroe, a guy who has thrown five interceptions in his last three games. Now, you look at these quarterbacks in ball security, not as prolific with Brady Cook, but this is a guy who's also thrown just one interception on the season. And Alabama going to open the game with Jam Miller directly behind Jalen Milroe. Jam, I thought, was impressive at Tennessee last week in terms of yards after contact, really maximizing carries. It's a two tight end set. And immediately Jalen checks it down or comes down to Robbie Oots right there in the slot, kind of a off the ball look for Robbie Oots. And Alabama going to look to go with some tempo here early on, try to get some energy. An offense that really needs it after the performance at Tennessee last week, needs something good to happen early. And again, it looks like they're going to stick with the two tights, as you've got Dupree in line with Oots on his hip. And this is a straight zone run between the tackles with Jam Miller. Going to be a minimal pickup for Jam, it looks like. A little bit extracurricular here, as looks like Tyler Booker got his helmet ripped off. And maybe there's going to be a flag here. Yeah, there is a flag on the play. You could tell by the shadow out of the camera shot that it looked like some flags were flying. We'll see if this goes both ways. Now, as we saw last week at Tennessee, late in that game with Kendrick Law, I mean, that seems pretty simple right there. That should be a personal foul face mask against Missouri, and that looks like that will indeed be the call, and that'll be a first down for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Don't have to worry about a third down there in this opening sequence, at least to get started, as the 15-yard penalty against Missouri going to keep the chains moving for Alabama. There's Kalen DeBoer. It's not a T-shirt. It's a hoodie, black hoodie on Kalen over there on the Alabama sideline. And so Jalen from the gun, going to keep here. This is RPO, going to flip it out to CJ Dupree. Tough running after the catch for CJ. Probably going to pick up around four. Cole Adams out there doing a pretty good job as a blocker on the perimeter. That was straight RPO with Jalen either giving, keeping. It looks like Cole's shaking up here at the end of this play. Don't like to see that. This is a guy that, going back to his senior year of high school, has had some injury issues, missed most of his senior year of high school due to a knee injury. You see the brace on the elbow, and he's being tended to by Jeff Allen and his staff right now. Yeah, no weight on that left leg, it doesn't appear, for number seven. You don't like to see that. And when you think about slot options, Cole Adams, a guy we've seen a lot of here of late, not just in special teams, but offensively. So, you know, a guy like Kobe Prentice, and there's a shot, Nicholas Lou Saban there with Miss Terry up in the box, probably still coaching it up there. You think Nick's still coaching it up? Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Cole Adams out. Here comes Kendrick Law in motion. It is a jet give to Kendrick. Kendrick working to the perimeter. Looked like a pretty good block out there from Jeremy Bernard to help spring that thing, didn't it? And Kendrick showing that speed. You always worry about the hold out there on the perimeter like that, but it looked like Jeremy was able to do well enough not to do that. You had a down block by CJ Dupree. Right there, you see Bernard. That's also good stuff by Eman Henderson, who has kind of developed a reputation now as a solid perimeter player in terms of blocking. Quick fake right there to the back. That's Justice Haynes in the game right now. Get it to Kendrick Law on some RPO stuff right there. It's going to be, again, hard 4 yards or so, but pretty productive play on first down. Second and six. I wish we had seen more of this stuff against Tennessee last week, because I felt like not so much even Jalen running it, you know, off the action to the back, but then hitting the flats. He had CJ Dupree early in that game last week, I believe it was, and didn't really go there, and they never really, really incorporated. It looks like it's a point of emphasis to not only have him keep it, but then get it to the flat. Quick game out here to Jeremy Bernard. Nice move to make a guy miss. Kendrick tries to get a block out there on the perimeter, but that's good football. Good defensive football by Missouri. Coached by Corey Batoon, your defensive coordinator for the Missouri Tigers. How about that? Corey Batoon, previously of South Alabama, where he worked under Kane Womack. Both of those guys were at USA a year ago. We're going to bring up some live stats here is what we're going to do. I know I'm trying to incorporate technology here, so hold on to your hats. Outside run to Justice goes for zip. That's going nowhere. And with that, it looks like we may get some Graham Nicholson here on a field goal attempt. We'll keep the live stats running for you, and we'll go to those as we get into some breaks here in this opening quarter. By the way, halftime, join me on Twitter, at Travis Ryer, X Twitter. It is going to be Spaces. I'll go on Spaces at halftime for a halftime update there on X or Twitter, whatever you call it. And here comes Graham Nicholson. This is 47-ish. This is a little bit on that outer range for him. He hammers this. This is absolutely perfect. Graham Nicholson, the 2023 Lou Groza Award winner, drills one from 47, 48 yards. Never a doubt. That was a beauty. And the Crimson Tide takes a 3-0 lead. Nicholson last week tried the 54-yarder. It never had a chance in Knoxville. Now, if he'd hit that 54-yarder, like he just hit that 47, I think he would have had a good chance last week with the 54, but 47 yards officially. So Alabama takes its opening possession. Jalen completes all four of his pass attempts just for 15 yards. They were more of that RPO quick game variety. You had a 21-yard run by Kendrick Law that sort of keyed that thing on a jet sweep. Nice job by Jeremy Bernard out on the perimeter blocking there. You got your tight ends involved early, Robbie Oots, CJ Dupree. You know, you didn't target that entire drive, Ryan Williams. Maybe that was a point of emphasis this week too, after, boy, just a ton of targets to come out and say, look, we got to spread the football around. We got to get more guys involved. And with that, Alabama is able to do it. Alabama with 20 rushing yards on that drive. The lone negative play was Justice Haynes working the perimeter there on that third down. Jam Miller, one carry for 3 yards. But again, four different receivers touch it. And now Alabama will look to continue its first half success from the last couple of weeks on the defensive side of the football when Missouri comes back out. It'll be interesting with Missouri, you know, to see how they go about the situation with Brady Cook, because they like to run the quarterback. And they have Blood, one of the backup quarterbacks that they'll run some. Drew Pine really isn't that guy. Had a backup to Cook and Sam Horn, who was a guy that a lot of people going into 2023 around the Missouri program felt like he might actually be the starting quarterback a year ago. Brady Cook ended up winning that job and has been on a great run. Brady Cook, kind of the Jay Barker of Missouri football, if I had to kind of sum him up, and really has established himself as a favorite with that fan base. But Sam Horn is he's a football baseball guy for Mizzou. And actually back in February had to undergo Tommy John surgery. So he's not available. That probably had a lot to do with Drink going out in sort of the college football free agency and picking up Pine previously of Arizona State and Notre Dame before that. Josh Christopher checking in says, yeah, Graham struck that one well. That was piped, Josh. That was absolutely hammered. Bob checking in here. Do you think that we are actually capable of running the ball the way that everyone wants us to? I think so. I think maybe some aspects of the Alabama run game, some of the pieces have been overly valued. Now, look, Justice on that last run, that just never really had a chance. So I'm not going to put that on the back. Do I think Alabama has personnel that kind of lines up with, say, 2015 when you handed it to Derrick Henry 395 times? No, because you don't have a Derrick Henry. I like Justice Haynes. I like Jam Miller, Bob. They're not Derrick Henry. They're not Mark Ingram. You know, I don't know. I don't think they're Josh Jacobs. Nothing wrong with that. We're talking about great backs here. But, you know, and you're a little bit different up front, too. New right tackle. I think you're built for it at left tackle and left guard and right guard when Jaden is healthy. But Jaden hadn't really been healthy, and you're not exactly Landon Dickerson-like at the center position. I think you're good at the center position with Parker Brailsford, but you don't have that mover, you know, right there in the middle of that offensive line. And so now Missouri back on offense with the football. Runs it on first down with Carroll for a short pickup. Going to bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Tigers. And again, it's entirely almost about getting Burden, getting Weiss going in this offense for the Tigers. This is a straight give between the tackles. Carroll, he's a transfer also. Came in from Georgia State. So both of the Cody Schrader candidates, I guess you could call him. Cody Schrader a year ago with a season for all time at the running back position. Missouri went to the transfer portal for a couple of backs. Looks like they hit on it with Nate Noel, although he's out today. And so now you're looking at 3rd and 5, kind of that medium range. Be interesting to see. I think Jefferson's out there here. Jihad's on an edge. Q's on an edge. You got Jefferson inside with Lawson. Cook going to move outside to his right, getting some pressure, throws back across his body, going to be incomplete. Another 3 and out for the Alabama defense, where the Missouri offense is concerned. This is a Missouri offense that has had its struggles at times, which has been a bit of a surprise because with those primary pieces coming back at quarterback and receiver, and you know, even with Schrader moving on, you thought this offense would be a consistent presence for this team. Hasn't really been the case. I mean, went to Texas A&M about a month ago and just got shellacked. So Missouri in punt mode, Alabama in return mode here. And with Cole Adams out, that is Jalen Mbakwe. Bach back deep on the punt. So you kind of wondered who would be the replacement there for Cole Adams now that he's out of the game. Thought maybe it would be Ryan Williams. But, hey, you don't have to worry about two number nines on the field together instead of two number twos. Not to bring up too soon, right? Too soon to be bringing up Vanderbilt here on the live cast. But, hey, promising start for this Alabama defense. Now, like a week ago, it's on the offense to capitalize and take advantage, go down, get in the end zone, get up 2 scores, something Alabama wasn't able to do a week ago in Knoxville. And then you can continue to put the pressure on Missouri, because I don't think if Missouri can't run the football and Cook's not really able to utilize his mobility, that's not a good place. Shouldn't be a good place for Missouri if Cook is pretty much having to win the game from the pocket. Even with those receivers, Alabama defensively should be in a pretty good spot. Although, you know, there are times where you worry a little bit about that Alabama secondary. So again, through 2 possessions for the Missouri offense, 10 total yards, 13 pass yards at a -3 on a run, or -3 rushing yards. And that came in large part with an 8-yard sack that Jahad Campbell had a Brady Cook there on that opening possession. Penalties right now, you had the big one. That was a big one on Missouri there on Alabama's opening possession, the face mask. Third downs, neither team has converted one yet. So total plays for Missouri, 6 plays, 10 yards. Alabama, 7 plays for 35 yards. So neither one of these offenses have exactly lit it up as of yet. And the Crimson Tide will look to take advantage of another opportunity on the offensive side. See how they continue to attack this Missouri defense. Blake Baker did an outstanding job previously at Missouri before turning it over to Corey Batoon. Really changed the trajectory of this Missouri program under Eli Drinkwitz. Now, of course, Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator at LSU. But do we continue to see more RPO going into the second possession? Can you get these backs going? Good to see Kendrick Law a part of things here early in the game. You know he's going to make an impact as a blocker, but with his speed and sort of twitch and dynamic ability, you need to try to get him some easy touches as sort of a hybrid player. And we'll check in here with Bob. There you go, Bob. And also, David Dalrymple says, Haynes hasn't shown me much. You know, I think it's been a little bit of a couple things with Justice Haynes. I'll say this. There are times when I said this even last week against Tennessee. You know, you'd like to see him maximize his touches maybe a little bit more. That's why I thought last week Jam was the guy to roll with there as you got later in that game against Tennessee, because he was getting you more. Lumpy Diz checking in says, Jaden Roberts looked like he went off with a shoulder problem on the last possession. We'll check that here on this possession again, trying to run it between the tackles with the backs, and there's just not much there. Jaden is in there at right guard. So showing a replay here too. Brady Cook, a little bit awkward there on the Missouri sideline. Took a pretty good spill. Jalen with the straight drop tries to work the deep comeback or the deep hitch to Ryan Williams. Looks like he may have skipped it out there, went out there on a hop. That's a tough throw from that far hash. It did not quite get there. Didn't look like the timing was quite there with Jalen and Ryan. So you're going to play 3rd and 9 now. 3rd and long for Alabama. Obvious passing situation. Let's see. Does Alabama protect with 5? Do you step in here with a tight end or one of the backs, protect with 6 or 7? We got a stoppage of play here on the field. Let's see what this is all about. I guess we've got a review potentially. Yeah, I'm going to go back and look at, I guess, this Ryan Williams incompletion, ruling on the field incomplete. Hard to tell in real time. We're going to get the slow-mo here on ABC. Joe Tess and Jesse Palmer in the booth today. Did that bounce? Still a little hard to tell from that look. I'm looking at one of the our TV here in our studio here, and I couldn't tell by that first look. We'll see. They're taking a look right now. Kalen DeBoer working the officials. Kalen last week had to get a little heated there in the second half. There we see it. I still can't tell. I'm not looking at in the other room. I've got a couple of 65 inches TVs. This one is a smaller one here in the studio. Can't tell if there's enough there to overturn it. I mean, they're showing a lot of different angles and showing it multiple times. So just can't tell if the hand got under that. The ball looks like the nose comes up, which sort of points to it possibly bouncing, but maybe if he got his hand under it, it bounced off Ryan's hand. Taking a long look at this. Maybe the white hat is getting a yard line here. Here comes the call. Let's see what we've got here. Ruling on the field is incomplete pass, and the review result is play stands as called. So, yeah, going to play that 3rd and 9. Kobe Prentice, we talked about that earlier when Cole Adams went out. the potential or perhaps the need for Kobe Prentice to step up in this situation. And he is, in fact, out there in 11 personnel, trips to the field, motion Kobe. It looks like man coverage for Jalen. Here comes five. Jalen stands in there. Pretty nice ball. But, gosh, did Prentice round that route off at the sticks? Looked like maybe he was fading on it a little bit. The ball looked pretty good. Let's look at the replay. Let's look at the route here. Does Kobe really square this thing off at the sticks? Here comes the pass rush. Getting a little bit of heat here up into Jalen's face, off his back foot. Yeah, ball floated a little bit too. But not sure about the timing on that throw. Probably need to come out a little sooner. Couldn't really step into it because of pressure. And then I wasn't quite sure about that route either. So probably take your choice on that. Here comes James Burnett. The Aussie sends one down there. Going to get a friendly roll. This thing's going to roll an extra 12 yards or so. So that works out nicely for James Burnett on the field flipper there inside the Missouri 20. Missouri will set up shop here. First and 10 at its own 18-yard line. So working in favor of the Alabama defense to this point. And this might very well be a game that first to 20 wins this game. I think there's the very real potential for that. Maybe not even 20. I mean, we saw it with these two teams last week. You know, Tennessee-Alabama was kind of retro football, and Missouri-Auburn was the same way. So Missouri on offense, Cook back in there. Burden in motion to the field. Here's the quick game again to Luther Burden. And Alabama's got that played nicely. There's Jordan Renaud again, the young defensive end. We've seen Jordan ramp it up more and more of late. Justin Jefferson in there at the linebacker position as well. But Renaud, he got hit with a roughing call against Tennessee last week. It wasn't ideal, but I didn't really mind it because before the roughing, he actually did some good work. He did some stuff we haven't seen enough of from Alabama defensive linemen. So good to see him back out there. Quay Roussel in there at the Wolf. You got Campbell and Deontay. Here comes the corner cat. Oh, boy. Bach got juked. Had what you wanted right there, man. That's a young player losing leverage on the quarterback. Brought the corner cat from the boundary, and the veteran quarterback made pretty easy work of the true freshman blitzing corner. Bach had glory in his eyes and just lost some leverage. Goes for a short completion. Doesn't kill you. You know, Bray Hubbard there, pretty good support behind it. And so now you got a third and 7 from the Missouri 22. 2x2 set. Again, this is sort of Tennessee looking, you know, with this 2x2. Not as wide with both receivers. Here comes 5-man pressure for Alabama. Oh, geez. Did a whistle blow? I guess not. Cook was standing there. There's a flag. Maybe there was a pre-snap, but safe to say LT Overton never heard a whistle. I don't know if the white hat heard a whistle. So we'll see how this sorts out here. Third and 7, Cook standing. Here's the thing with Cook, though. If you know there's a whistle, there's a reason why you see quarterbacks when when there's a whistle, why they just take the ball and throw it straight into the ground. That's to let maybe the defensive guys that don't know, now that are they going to call, they're going to call a personal foul on Alabama too? I mean, right there, delay a game against Missouri. And now it looks like they're going to hit Alabama with the, yeah, Alabama gets hit with the roughing penalty. So it's an automatic first down for Missouri. That's tough. And Kalen's pissed because I don't even know if the white hat heard the whistle. And if he did, he didn't jump in there. Did you see the white hat signaling that it was a, I mean, I didn't see anybody signaling. The white hat standing right there like it's a loose ball. He didn't hear it. So how's he going to throw a flag on LT Overton for a personal foul when he didn't even hear the whistle? That's pretty bad. Unfortunately, I think we're getting accustomed to it when it comes to SEC officiating. Obviously, LT Overton didn't hear the ball. But also, that's maybe why you don't do what I talked about just a minute ago if you're the quarterback. hold on to the ball. Maybe you draw the late hit or the personal foul. Worked out in Missouri's favor right there. So first and 10 for Mizzou. One back set. Cook drops, works the middle of the field of the tight end. That's going to go for a short completion of about 7 yards. But boy, what a big sequence. You got Missouri in a third and long. You're about to have it in third and longer with the delay of game. And the white hat doesn't hear the whistle, but he throws a flag for a personal foul on a guy that didn't hear the whistle for Alabama. So second down run into the boundary. Goes for a first down for Missouri. And the Tigers now on the move a little bit here with 4:27 left in the first quarter. Again, we're going to take you through the first quarter here. And then at halftime, we'll be on Spaces on X/Twitter at Travis Reier, TravisReier. Then later tonight, we'll be back here for Aftermath. Probably be later tonight, but we will talk Alabama, Missouri coming up after the game. Alabama bringing some pressure here. Cook flips it out to the flat. Bray Hubbard there. Nice job. Nice job by the converted high school quarterback. Looks like Brady Cook struggling maybe with his hand, with his throwing hand as much as anything right now. Let's see here. It's pretty good push right there off the edge. Is that Tim Smith, I think? Yeah. I think Cook hit his hand on a helmet. That's pretty nice by Smith with the bull rush. I mean, Tim off the edge ain't going to beat you with a ghost move or anything, but he does have some power. So second and 9 for Missouri. Cook on some boot action, wants to flip it to the flat. That is a nice job by Jihad Campbell. Keeps that to a minimal gain. Probably picked up still 3 or 4, but Campbell where he's supposed to be and then finishes with authority over on the Missouri sideline. Quay Roussel with a good job maintaining leverage on the quarterback. You know, with Cook, when he's healthy, you really have to respect that run threat. But today, whenever they move him, you probably just need to be in attack mode. Go get him. I think Quay was trying to, you know, give some depth there because he figured Cook had to throw the football. But so 3rd and 4 for Missouri. James Smith with some pressure here, and Cook's going to have to throw it out of bounds. Good job by James Smith closing on Brady Cook over there, the young defensive lineman. He's shown you some of that potential, early round potential. We'll see it here. Did Alabama bring 4 or 5? Yeah, they brought 4. Kane likes to simulate the pressure and brought Justin Jefferson through the A-gap, but then dropped in some other spots, and James Smith with a nice job there, forcing the incompletion. A Missouri punt. This is going to be a hang 10 situation into the sun. And Mbakwe, I thought he called for a fair catch, bobbled it about 3 times, and then looked like he tried to run with it after the fact. Oof. He's looking back into that that west sun, kind of in that south. That's that southwest sun there. See that? Looking up into it pretty good. Yeah, he's calling fair catch. Good job securing the football after a shaky initial effort. But it'll be Alabama's football regardless. Bob checking in here during the break says Hubbard is a bright spot. Yeah, Bray Hubbard. He's kind of taken the path that we've seen with guys in the past, although I think some people would say it's been quicker. Now, you had attrition at the safety position, obviously, after last season, not just guys moving on to the National Football League either, but, you know, Caleb Downs moves on to Ohio State. So that certainly played a lot of it, but boy, guy like Bray Hubbard, even with the transition, has put himself in a good position to play a lot of football here because Keon Sab with his foot, that doesn't sound like a short-term deal. So you're going to need Bray Hubbard to play a lot of snaps at the safety position to go along with. That's where Malachi's experience helps too, I think. I think having him back there, although Bray seems to be very much locked in terms of not only coverages and checks, but being able to take it to the field, because a lot of these young safeties, they can get it in the meeting room. They can get it in the playbook. But boy, when the ball gets snapped or pre-snap and people start shifting and start getting different looks in terms of motions and all this, it can be problematic. It doesn't seem like that's the case for Bray Hubbard. So Alabama will be back on offense here. What are we looking at in terms of we only got 2:31 left in this first quarter. It will be first and 10 for Alabama from its own 7. This is where you love to be able to lean into your run game, right? Kind of get out of your own goal line situation, pound the rock a little bit, then maybe hit some play action off of it. Alabama, not a real big play action team. I mean, I guess from the traditional sense, they're not, because, well, they're really never from under center in that regard. But this is where you'd like to lean on your backs. And this is where, you know, we really haven't seen Jalen as a design runner to this point, which is kind of interesting in its own right. But perhaps this is where we see him get involved from that standpoint. Maybe have him just run quarterback power, run quarterback zone, quarterback sweep with the guards out in front pulling. Haven't really seen Geno Vandermark yet at the guard position. So we'll see if he makes an appearance here shortly and continue to try to get Ryan Williams into the game. Ryan Williams, pretty much through a full quarter to this point, I guess a target or two, but no catches. Jalen just 15 passing yards. Alabama just 21 rushing yards. The bright spot is that the Alabama defense has stepped up. Even, you know, that's what you like too. Now Drink's going nuts. I think he thinks this should have been a penalty after the fair catch. But with the muff, I don't know if that sort of overtakes the fair catch. Either way, Alabama in a pistol formation with two tight ends. This is 12 personnel. Here come the pullers, and really nothing there. Tried to run the, was that guard tackle counter there to Justice? Either way, it didn't go for anything. Brought the pullers, and Missouri was more than ready for it. Maybe a play action shot off of that. What do you think? So now Jalen with Justice to his left. Jalen throws underneath. Jalen hits Justice on a little circle route out of the backfield for just a couple of yards. And the offense right now just feels compressed, doesn't it? Feels like it's kind of boxed in and kind of sense the need to, you know, I think Missouri, we'll look here if we can see on the broadcast cut. Is Missouri's pretty much in two high safeties. So they're not going to give you the deep ball. You're going to have to be able to work the middle of the field here on the crossers and those things. And Caden Proctor beaten right there at the left tackle position for a sack. And there you go. Three and out from inside your own 10. Culminates with a Missouri sack of Jalen Milroe. Looked like a pretty clean win here against Caden Proctor. Tried to protect with five, and Caden just never was in good shape there. We'll see it again. Let's see. Yeah, didn't keep 15's chest clean. Nice bend though to get up and underneath the big man. It's going to be interesting with Caden in terms of his future, what he does about his body. You know, I mean, he is so massive, and that's fine. And there's Burnup's punt with Luther Burden on the receiving end for Missouri out at the Missouri 48. So great field position for the Tigers, from their own 48 yard line. And this is really what Missouri needs right now, offensively, kind of like Alabama. These are two teams that sounds crazy to say it about Alabama after what we saw from this offense in the first four or five games of the season. But, you know, Alabama right now kind of needs help from a field position, takeaway standpoint from the defense is in terms of its offense. And so single back behind Cook, this is a straight give and played pretty well here. by the Alabama defense. There's Jihad Campbell again. Jihad picking it up. Looks like he's got that left shoulder wrapped up pretty good. That might do it for the first quarter. We'll see. I think Missouri's fine with taking its time today. Just get this thing to the fourth quarter. I don't think we're going to see Missouri in any hurry. Yeah, I think this first quarter clock, I guess they don't really have to run a play. The play clock's at 15. The game clock's at 1. Yeah, and they're not going to run a play. Makes total sense. End of the first quarter. There you go. Alabama 3. So at least, unlike the Vanderbilt game, I'm going to leave this first quarter live reaction show with Alabama in the lead. Couldn't really say that. Boy, that was actually a pretty good job by Jalen to hang on to the football there, because the Missouri defender was coming for the strip sack there. So Leo is not impressed right now. Pathetic offensive intensity. Yeah, that wasn't a first quarter to remember, was it, Leo? I'm not sure exactly what that was. I'm sure Missouri had something to do with it, but this isn't the Missouri defense even from a year ago. Alabama just right now, not in a great place on the offensive side of the football. At least earlier in the season, you knew explosive plays, an ability to spread the football was your friend. Right now, you don't get that sense. And again, it underscores the importance of Ryan Williams in all this. Ryan Williams really wasn't a factor in the first quarter. And it tells you that over these next three quarters, that there needs to be some ways to get him in this game. If you got to reverse it, you got to do some different things. You got to get Ryan Williams. I know last week was probably a little bit overboard in terms of featuring Ryan Williams, but Ryan Williams has to be a big part of this. Even if they're in two high safeties, you got to have some things to get him the football in the intermediate to deeper aspects of the football field. That's going to do it for the first quarter live reaction here on Ryer on YouTube, the bespectacled one today, because I can't see the TV without these glasses. But good start for the Alabama defense, a little bit like last week, right? Good start for the Alabama defense, the Alabama offense. You like Graham Nicholson banging one home from 47 yards. That was good to see from him, because some of these games over the second half might very well come down to Graham Nicholson. But you got to get this offense going. I think Jalen still has to be a big factor in the run game. A couple of things. We talk about Ryan Williams and his lack of production here in that opening quarter. Jalen's legs, not a factor in the first quarter. Those were two things you could count on in the first five or six games, right? Could count on Ryan Williams. You could count on Jalen's legs. First quarter, and really going back to last week, not as much in terms of at least half of that. And that's probably going to have to change here if this Alabama team is going to win on homecoming, of all things, at the Capstone. Travis Schreier, thanking you once again for joining us. Again, X and Twitter at halftime. Spaces. We'll do a halftime update at Travis Schreier on X/Twitter. And then coming up later tonight, we plan to do aftermath here. It won't be immediately after the game. We'll let Kalen have his post-game press conference. We'll digest some things. Probably even some chicken wings will be in that digestion. And then we'll jump on. We'll let you know on the social media. If you follow me on Twitter, X, you'll know when we're going to jump on coming up later tonight. Hang in there, folks. Three quarters to go from Tuscaloosa. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to Ryer on YouTube if you haven't already. Thumbs up would be greatly appreciated as well. If you'd hit that like button, I would really, really appreciate that. And then turn on those notifications. That way you're alerted to all of our content as it drops here on the channel. Coming up in just a little bit, aftermath. Until then, so long, everybody.